You're listening to Problem Posing, an immersive podcast in the format of a class, taking a look at education in New York State. I'm your host, Christina. What you'll hear in our class is what we imagine a real class can sound like, focused on the big questions. And while some parts of the class are fictional, representing real organizations and real class progress, the issues at hand are as real and as problematic as ever. Welcome back. As you know, especially if you were here last class, it's not a law that you were here in this class, so it means a lot that you're here. Hope you're having a good start to the school year. By now, we will have been about 25 days since the start of the new school year, in nearly year three of an ongoing pandemic, and with school budget cuts in New York State and in New York City, as of September 28th, there were 1,219,293,619 in overall budget cuts in New York City compared to last year, and yet we persist. I want to thank everyone that's been talking about our class on social media and inviting others to our class. I see you and I thank you. I don't need apples. I don't need Teacher Appreciation Week clothes and travel discounts. Well, maybe I need that. I'm kidding. I do need your help enrolling others in this class. And so please continue to spread the word with the hashtag problem posing. Please continue to spread the word. Like last time, here's some information about today's class. Here's some information about me. And of course, you can follow this podcast on Twitter at Problem Posing Pod. I also want to introduce you to Deidre Levy, who will be joining us to co-teach class today. Deidre is a special education teacher and has long been an advocate and activist in the work to achieve equity in education. She ran for New York City Council in District 35 in Brooklyn, which includes Prospect Heights, Clinton Hill, and Bed-Stuy. And she was focused on increased education funding, food justice, and rent affordability. So thankful that Deidre is going to be co-teaching with me today. As a reminder, here are our community agreements for our time together today. Be fully present in class, as present as you can be where you are. Assume best intentions of our class, of yourself, and call in, not out. And here's our learning target for today. Learning standard 9-10W, a writing standard. Conduct research to answer questions, including self-generated questions, or solve a problem. Narrow or broaden the inquiry when appropriate. Synthesize multiple sources, demonstrating understanding of the subject under investigation. And that is a New York State learning standard. So if you remember, last class, our school principal asked us to work on a handbook to help students feel motivated to go to school. And I'm excited to share that he told me students are motivated out there. So they've been doing better academically and attending school more often. Thank you for helping your peers. Today, we're going to be kicking off work that can have a huge impact on schools in New York State. A local education advocacy group has invited us to participate in their first annual Idea Summit. And you can think of it like a TED Talk, but all about school. I got this letter from the organization to share with the class. It starts with, "Hi, my name's Jane. I'm the executive director of Education Activists." They're a New York State-based advocacy organization, and they've been fighting and advocating in New York City, in Albany, in D.C. for change. They're talking about here how there's a lot of funding issues in the state, even though we have the full funding of foundation aid, but persistent inequities remain in our schools. Some schools seem to have more resources, support, and opportunities than others. And so they're inviting us to an event called the Idea Summit. And we have to make sure that we're prepared for it by the end of the month. 15-minute presentations using Google Slides, and that's what's acceptable. And if all goes well, community members will be invited to the summit, and schools administration here might implement some ideas that are talked about. So we've got until the end of the month, and we'll see what we can present. So as you see, this is an opportunity for us. And for the next few days, we're going to be focused on preparing for the summit. And one topic you might want to focus on that you've heard about a lot in the news, perhaps, is school funding. News articles, rallies, petitions, t-shirts. It seems like schools are always struggling to have the money that they need. And the way a school building looks and the extracurriculars that they offer and the amount of teachers a school has, all are dependent on and determined by school funding. And so has anyone ever told you where money for public school in New York comes from? Well, in today's class, I want to show you the way that you can think through an issue, just one example of a way, using a process called See, Think, Wonder. And this process can help us to analyze photos, art, or videos in a critical way, and can help us in the questioning process. I'll show some videos, and then we'll ask you to complete a See, Think, Wonder for each. All of these videos are available to see, but if you're just listening on to class right now, you can watch them at another time. See is, what do you see? What details stand out to you? Think, what do you think is going on and what makes you say that? And then lastly, wonder, what does this make you wonder? And what bigger or broader questions does this raise for you?
First, we go through the process as an example. Then we will go through one together. And finally, we will ask you to complete one on your own. Create a chart somewhere on paper or on your phone in your brain with three sections and space to write about three videos. We'll talk about more details in between. Let's get started.
So you're doing your work right here. You're doing your work, and we have to do ours. And at the state level, that means making sure you have every dollar you need to continue to transform not just schools, but the lives of our students, and to put them on a path of great opportunity and their ability to make contributions to their community. And they're older. That's what's going on here, and that is why I find this so exciting. That's why I'm so proud to have just signed a budget, supported a budget that had the highest investment in education in our state's history. $31.5 billion in aid. And I'm going to repeat that. $31.5 billion to help transform the lives of our children. Every penny is worth it. Every penny is worth it.
So following this process, see, think, wonder, I'll start with, what do I see? I see someone speaking at the podium. I know that this is Governor Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York. I do follow politics. I see an American sign, language interpreter to her right on the screen. I see that Governor Hochul is standing in front of an American flag. On the right of her, that is the New York State flag. Behind Governor Hochul is also a background called a step and repeat, and it has a New York State flag that says, we are New York, as well as the seal of the state of New York. That's what I see. So I'm just going to draw New York because in the end, it's all about New York. What do I think? I might think, who is she talking to? Where is this place? When was this video taken? Since this is the governor and the back says, we are New York, the governor is talking about New York. It seems like New York has gotten $31.5 billion in funding. I also remember that she said that it is the highest investment in education in our state's history. I heard that she repeated it twice. So I think she's really investing in education. I'm going to write investing, right? Because this is the biggest investment or big investing. So that's what I think. And what do I wonder? I might wonder if this was the highest investment in education in our state's history, then why do I see in the news that some schools have budget cuts? And where does this money come from? As a teacher, especially a teacher that has seen so much in her school in 10 years, I'm going to write a question mark because, you know, as a teacher myself, I'm puzzled because, you know, this is the biggest investment. But unfortunately, we're not seeing that investment in the classrooms. So that's why I'm putting a question mark.
As of 2020-2021, there are 4,414 public schools and 359 charter schools in New York State. So that's 4,414 public schools, and then we see 359 charter schools in the state, and these are organized into 731 school districts. Money for public schools throughout New York come from three places. Local revenues, about 56%. State formula, aids and grants, about 40%. And federal sources, about 4%. And by federal sources, I'm talking about the federal government, Washington, D.C. So, let's talk more about the state formula aids and grants. State formula aids are created by New York State to give funding to schools for specific reasons. These formulas are created by state education law. And some examples of New York State formula aids from the past and in the present include basic operating aid, universal pre-kindergarten aid, transportation aid, urban-suburban transfer aid, and many others. And one especially notable state aid formula is the Foundation Aid formula, and it was created in 2007. The Foundation Aid formula has been in the news for many years because it is a progressive formula, which means that when this formula is in use, schools in lower income communities are supposed to get more funding.
However, it was never fully funded. An organization called the Campaign for Fiscal Equity filed a lawsuit about this back in 1993. People organized to demand change each year. Elected officials, advocates, and activists walked from New York City to Albany and back more than once to demand full funding. It was not until last year, 2021, years after the court ordered the funding in 2006, that the state agreed to fully fund the formula. And experts saw now that the formula is now out of date and should really be recalculated. State funding and money for the state lottery make up the money that is allocated by these formulas. Here's an example of what the calculation looks like. Now we can talk about local revenue. That means property taxes and sales taxes. The school districts, New York City, Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Yonkers also have access to sales tax revenue, and New York City and Yonkers has access to income tax revenue. As we can see, property taxes are a big part of funding at the state level because they make up that local revenue. Neighborhoods with more expenses, homes, have higher property taxes, and those higher property taxes contribute more to the money a local school has to spend.
All right. Let's go to our next opportunity to see, think, and wonder. Let's work on this one together.
Court hearing today over the funding fight for New York City public schools. Parents, teachers, and advocates held a rally outside New York Supreme Court in Lower Manhattan before the hearing. Last month, a group of parents and teachers filed a lawsuit to overturn the city's decision to cut more than $200 million from the education budget. Last week, a judge granted a temporary restraining order halting the cuts. One of the parents in the lawsuit says the cuts will have severe consequences in the fall.
Cutting enrichment and after-school programs, further straining working families' schedules and budgets, on top of having to access essential teaching and staff positions, resulting in significant increases in class sizes.
The city has said it adjusted education funding based on declining enrollment.
So, what do you see? What do you think? What do you wonder? I'll give you some time and space to write about each while I write. So what do you have? I have, I see that this is a clip from the news. People are protesting. They're holding up signs. And one says, our working conditions are our students' learning conditions. What do I think? Well, I think that this has to be a protest. And it looks like it happened over the summer in New York. And lastly, what do I wonder? I wonder if we just saw in the last video that Governor Hochul said that there was record funding for the budget in April, why is it that it's August here and we're seeing in New York City that there were so many budget cuts? So Governor Hochul had a funding speech in April, and then between April and August, we see that there is a rally around cuts, and we wonder why. I wonder, who are the people in the protest? And then I also wonder, what happened next?
There are more than 1,800 public schools in New York City. Each school has a budget that is funded through a combination of sources. Approximately, the city provides 54% of the funding. New York State provides 36% of the funding. The federal government, Washington, D.C., provides 10% of that percent, and the other sources contribute less than 1%. The main source of funding for most schools is from something called Fair Student Funding. This provides about two-thirds of a school's budget and is created to cover the base cost of the essential academics programs at a school. Here's more information on what Fair Student Funding is. It is unrestricted funds. It is calculated based on the number of students that go to the school. The principal can decide where the money goes. In fiscal year 2022, the Fair Student Funding was fully funded at 100% because on the state level, the campaign for fiscal equity was settled. That was the foundation aid lawsuit. We mentioned that earlier. However, as we said, the Fair Student Funding is calculated based on enrollment, the number of students at the school.
This is a note from Christina editing in the future. After recording this episode and attending a recent DOE webinar, I was reminded and remembered and learned that in addition to enrollment, the needs of students at a school calculated by weights is also a component of the Fair Student Funding formula. And these needs are categorized by academic intervention needs, needs for English language learners, needs for students with disabilities, and weights for portfolio high schools, which includes the career and technical education schools, and other categories are within that category of portfolio high school. So Fair Student Funding is about both enrollment and the needs of students at the schools, and there are weights in the formula that indicate those needs. Now to the fiscal year 2023 budget, the budget for this school year. For the 2022-2023 school year, the budget is $38 billion. And the budget maintained 100% fair student funding for all schools. Federal funding from COVID-19 relief funding has dropped $1.4 billion from fiscal year 2022 to fiscal year 2023. And this is part of what is leading to the budget cuts that we are seeing in the fiscal year 23 budget. And so in total, there have been $469 million cut to Fair Student Funding and millions of dollars of federal COVID funds also cut. And so overall, as we said earlier, there's been over $1.2 billion cut to schools this school year. The state largely funds the fair student funding formula, but the city approves the formula every year. So essentially, even though there was more money for schools from the federal government and from the state, because enrollment went down in the city based on this formula, that meant that the amount of money for schools also went down. And we hope that this lower funding will help to bring students who left our schools back to our schools. Did you follow that? Here is a graph from the summer showing the places that the DOE proposed to put the funding. And now of this class, of the time that we speak now, the budget is still cut. Though there was a lawsuit to try and restore the budget cuts, they remain. There was an appeals court hearing over the school budget lawsuit on September 29th, and there hasn't been a decision on that hearing yet. And again, the reason for the cuts, we are told, among other factors, is low enrollment, which impacted the fair student funding formula and then contributed to the overall cuts.
Here is our last opportunity to try to see, think, and wonder in class. I'd like you to try this one on your own. Take a look at the following spreadsheet from Class Size Matters. It shows the amount of money that schools in New York City lost from the budget cuts as of September 28th, 2022. I'll provide a link to this and we'll also scroll through parts of the list. What do you see? What do you think? And finally, what do you wonder?
We also leave you with this bonus practice for see, think, and wonder.
We're cutting funding for schools across the state. What are you going to do about it? Teachers are suffering because of your cuts. Why are you doing this? Please stop. Why are you cutting funding for public schools?
So we have to also get
$469 billion.
What are you
going
to do about the cuts? What are you going to do about the cuts?
Answer the question. Why won't you fund our schools?
Please, we need this money to learn. Why won't you
fund our schools?
Mayor Adams, why are you doing the cuts on the school? Please tell us.
He's a public school student.
Stop the cuts to public schools. These cuts are killing us. They're killing our schools. We need
to stop the cuts to public schools. Public schools. Stop the cuts to public schools. Stop the cuts to public schools. Stop the public schools.
Stop the cuts to public schools. Stop the cuts to public schools. Stop the cuts.
Again, no homework, no English language arts, no math, no economics. Thank you and see you next class. Today's episode was created in collaboration with Deidre Levy, Leonie Hameson, Jaslyn Sanchez, and Neil Perowit. Thanks to everyone who provided feedback and encouragement along the way. Thanks for listening and see you next class.